I mean, the headlines for me is that there are no huge surprises. What we've got is flesh on the bones. So we were expecting, I think, most of the size of cuts that have been indicated. We were expecting the sort of areas that have been less cut to be protected, so health and international development. The level of cuts in local public services is a little greater than I might have hoped. Something like 7.1% cumulative year on year for 4 years. That feels pretty tough, but we were expecting cuts. The level of cuts in Whitehall, I think, is clear. Some positive noises around the need to modernise and use technology, although it wasn't much directly talked about. I think it's really important. I'd have liked to hear a little bit more about the importance of the IT sector and also the role of technology in public services to help transform, but perhaps I was expecting too much.
Yeah, I didn't hear anything directly referring to technology, and yet this was something I guess most of us had been expecting because of the way Francis Maud has been talking to the industry a lot.
I think that's a bit of a shame. There was stuff around technology because there was the stuff around protecting science and innovation.
Yeah.
There was also some bits in there about the private sector, and I think there was something in there on IT projects. There was certainly something in there around HMRC benefit collection and back office simplification, modernisation, and so on. And I think there was something referred to in there around technology, but not a huge amount, which is pretty much part of the course.
Yeah, I mean, in terms of local government, because you mentioned the cut, I guess it's over 4 years, it's about 28%, isn't it, to local authorities?
Well, yeah, it's certainly at least that, because you've got a cumulative effect. Yeah. My guess is that you're bridging the 30% mark. Mm. Obviously, spread over 4 years, some of that is entirely doable, but I think as you get deeper into that level of cuts, you're going to need some much more fundamental restructuring. Some of that is very positive, and I would personally want to embrace that. Where it gets worrying is if we start seriously falling short of the protection of vulnerable people in society.
Yeah.
So, I welcome the extra commitment that's been made to social care. I think was mentioned a couple of times. This really is quite important, and there is implicitly in this a bit of a gamble that says actually communities can look after themselves more. Now, some of that I think is again really positive, and would certainly cut the amount of cost that local government in particular has to pick up in looking after communities. But at the end of the day, if you don't have any sort of safety net, then I think we will have some real issues to contend with.